You should have a nice candle that has a smooth flame. Some have a minig to have two candles, which is the minig of all Klal Yisrael, to have two of them. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings a minig that somebody had a canvas made up of two candles that are intertwined, because it says Zoche v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Nenu, and he says it's a nice minig. But to put two candles next to each other is not good, because then they'll cause each one to melt and they'll fall apart. The Meisah, I never saw anybody doing that. The Lord says, if you want to add more, some people have a minig of lighting seven candles, some ten candles, maybe there's a difference. And you don't have to put them all on the table, they can be spread out around the house. The woman who forgot one Shabbos to light two, then she write a third one, it's a kenas, to make sure she doesn't forget again. If she forgets again, then she has to add another one. But only she forgets, but if she was oynes and she couldn't do it, then she doesn't have to add one. The Brewer brings that the Yerabah, she's a poor woman, instead of adding another candle, she just add a little bit more oil to the candle or use a slightly larger candle. Even though you started off connected to the Shomer, and when you do three or four, you don't have that, but you have connected something else. Today is a minute for every child we make one, which doesn't really have a source in the Shulchan Aruch.